Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It is 19 degrees in Brantford. It's 19 in Hamilton, 17 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. An 8-month-long illicit cannabis investigation has led to charges against 5 people, including 2 Brantford residents. Police also seized $8 million in illicit cannabis products, as well as contraband tobacco. 54-year-old Wei Chan and 32-year-old Patrick Mohir, both of Brantford, are among the 5 facing charges. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre wants the criminal code changed so the use of force is presumed to be reasonable to defend your home if someone breaks into it. Poilievre says he wants the government to make the change. If it doesn't, he says the Conservatives will introduce a private member's bill aimed at making the change this fall. Today's remarks come after a 44-year-old man from Lindsay was charged with assault in an altercation after a man with a crossbow allegedly broke into his apartment. Canadians got a better look today at how the economy is doing. StatsCan says real GDP fell 1.6% on an annualized basis in the second quarter as exports plummeted 7.5% in the face of U.S. tariffs. Imports were also down last quarter as Ottawa fired back with counter tariffs against the United States. StatsCan also says the economy contracted 0.1% in June, although there were early signs of a rebound in July. Prime Minister Mark Carney has unveiled the government's new major projects office, headquartered in Calgary. It'll be a one-stop shop for companies to pitch plans for new infrastructure projects they want to get fast-tracked for approval. The Liberal government rushed Bill C-5 through Parliament in June. Indigenous and environmental groups worry the new law could pare back the right to be consulted and lead to environmental harms. A woman has been charged after she was spotted driving around with a staircase on the roof of her vehicle in Mississauga. Peel Police said they were called to the Queensway and Cawthra Road earlier this week after several drivers called in to report the incident. Police say the driver had backed into the staircase. The 22-year-old woman from Woodbridge was charged with careless driving. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are back in action, playing host to the MLB-best Milwaukee Brewers this evening. Toronto is coming off a series win over Minnesota and leads the AL East by 3.5 games over Boston. CFL this weekend. At Hamilton, the Toronto Argonauts and the Tiger Cats on Labor Day Monday. It's the Labor Day Classic. Light 92 weather, clearing skies and a low of 7 this evening. Some fog patches late tonight. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 22. Sunday and Labor Day Monday, sunny skies both days, temps in the mid-20s. Right now in Brantford, it's 19 degrees, also 19 in Hamilton, and 17 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.